This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden delivered a fiery speech against President Donald Trump during a campaign stop outside Burlington. Biden said he planned to talk about agriculture, unions, and rural issues, but he told the crowd of nearly 300 that he could not after recent events. Biden focused instead on the president's words at rallies and in tweets.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation. His low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone at home or abroad. His energetic embrace, the energetic embrace of this president by the darkest hearts and most hate-filled minds in this country say it all.
Biden also talked about the image of the office of the president. He says presidents are supposed to bring people together and offer hope. Biden referenced the actions of Republicans George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and fellow Democrats Barack Obama and Bill Clinton after tragedies.
Sadly, we don't have that today. Our president has aligned himself with the darkest forces in this nation, and it makes winning this battle for the soul of our nation that much tougher.
Biden says the country needs moral leadership now more than ever. He also called on Congress to pass the federal assault weapons ban and a domestic terrorism law. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.